Middays with Mannix and Mannix.
I was going to listen to that, but then I just carried on living my life.
With Jeff Mannix.
What kind of bear is best? Black bear.
And Taylor Mannix.
I'm a Tony Romo fan and he retired, so now I bleed green. Go Birds!
Call 207-775-2217 or 1-866-811-9505.
Phone is ringing. Oh my God.
Every single thing that every fan does at home or at the stadium makes a direct impact in the game.
It's about to get all stupid up in here!
Middays with Mannix and Mannix begins now. Here's Jeff and Taylor.
The weather outside is weather.
It's called Two Brothers. Two Brothers. It's just called Two Brothers.
You're Larry Bird.
Good morning! And welcome back to Middays with Mannix and Mannix. It's hour number two on our finally Friday edition, also Juneteenth edition. It is state championship weekend this weekend in boys and girls lacrosse, as well as baseball and softball. So it is our spring state championship edition of our Southern Maine High School Sports Report. And in our last weekend of the high school sports campaign for the 25-26 school year, we're happy to be joined by Michael Hoffer from Hoffer's High School Sports. Michael, thanks so much for being here. You've made it to the final weekend of another high school season, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. It's been quite a couple weeks of action here. Not much sleep, but so many great stories, and we still have a few left to determine who are going to be the best teams. And nothing better than state championship weekend, right? I mean, there's so much excitement. It's the end of the spring sports season and the end of the school year. Summer's beckoning. It's just a great time of year.
It is indeed a great time of year, and those state championships actually get underway tonight because we've got our first two lacrosse state championship games, the Class B finals, both taking place at Memorial Field at Deering High School here in Portland. The girls' game up first between a couple of rivals, Freeport and Greeley, and then Marshwood against York in the boys' final here. What are you thinking here about these two lacrosse finals tonight?
Well, I think it's great that Freeport and Greeley are meeting in the state game this year. Let's not forget, last year they were clearly the two best teams, but just the way the heel points worked out, they had to play in the semis. And they wound up producing an absolute game for the ages, a double overtime game that Freeport won, kept their undefeated season alive, and then they went on to win the championship. You know, this year, you know, it's hard to believe, but Greeley started 0-2 way back when. They had a couple losses, Falmouth, Kennebunk. They were down actually going to the fourth quarter against Freeport at home, came back and won that game by a goal. And they haven't lost since, and they've been arguably one of, if not the best team in the state since then. Just a tremendous defense, a senior-laden team that's really hungry to get back to the top after falling short last year. And since Yarmouth moved up to Class A after 2021, Greeley's won 3 out of 4. They're going for 4 out of 5 tonight. And Freeport's the one team that really, really brings out, that makes them struggle. And I'm curious to see how much Freeport's improved since that game in late April. I know how much Greeley's improved. I expect it's going to be another thriller. I think on paper, Greeley's the stronger team, but, you know, when these rivalries, you know, we have, you know, the cliche, you can throw out the records and all that fun stuff. So I know Marshall Wood's going to have something for Greeley to deal with. And, you know, Freeport came from the sixth seed and got all the way to the state game. So, you know, they're going to give Greeley a great contest tonight. I'm really looking forward to that one. I'm really looking forward to watching the Marshwood York game. I actually don't have to cover that one. That's the one hole in my schedule this weekend. I get to just take it in as an observer. But, you know, York lost in overtime to Yarmouth each of the last 2 years in states. They've been preparing for this game all season, guys. They played a few Class A teams. They've been they were willing to take regular season losses to get better and be at their best for June. It certainly looks like that's the case. And they're playing this Marshwood team that upset the number one seed the other night, Greeley. Marshwood did it on Greeley's field. So Marshwood seeking its first championship. York trying to get that elusive title. They did win one 3 years ago, but, you know, they could have easily won each of the last two. Couldn't quite get it done. And I know this year's group is eager to finish it off, but it won't be easy. York County battle is going to be fun. You know, it's always great when you see some teams that haven't been involved in this before or involved very often. That's one of the beauties of going to three classes now. We're seeing some teams that we really haven't talked about with lacrosse over the years, and now they're very heavily involved, and they have opportunities to win championship.
Yeah, and keeping it on the boys' side, obviously state championship Saturday, tomorrow, June 20th, is truly the day, Michael, with all those games. I mean, I kind of love it for Class B on lacrosse. They have this own little kind of they're carrying the torch. They light the torch, if you will, for the big big day on the 20th. So thanks to them for lighting it for us. But Yarmouth and Falmouth in Class A at Deering High School, 6 p.m. But the one that's kicking us off, 12:30 p.m. for at least the boys on Saturday, Class C, Marinacook-Winthrop versus North Yarmouth Academy. Let's start in Class A because obviously we've had a lot of talk about your Falmouth and Thornton Academy, but no surprise, the champions from 24, 20, and 25 in Class B have made their presence known officially in this new Class A here this year.
Yeah, they truly belong, and I think the best thing that happened to Yarmouth was everyone kind of figured it was going to be a Falmouth-TA state game, and they heard all that talk, and you know, Thornton Academy had talked, even while they were losing at Falmouth at the end of the regular season, you know, how much they were talking, how much they were looking forward to the rematch and how they believed they could win that rematch. And they're not going to get it because Yarmouth went down to Saco on TA's home turf the other night and took it from them. And no fluke. You know, I felt like the regular season game, Yarmouth matched up much better with TA than they did Falmouth. And I thought if they played again, Yarmouth would have a great chance to win that game. And it wasn't easy. The winning goal actually scored by the faceoff guy, something you rarely see. It's just a tremendous individual effort that won that game. And, you know, Yarmouth's got an All-American defender in Nate Buchanan. They've got an All-American goalie in Will Redfield. And, you know, that unit's going to have to be on their game because this Falmouth team is prolific. It's maybe not quite as prolific as last year's offense was, but it might be even a little bit more balanced, and they're just so tough. They're on a mission. You know, they had one of the great upset losses that we've ever seen last year. When TA knocked them off in the state game. So Falmouth's on a mission. Yarmouth's certainly on a mission. You know, they're not happy. They didn't come this far just to come this far, as the saying went. They believe that they can beat Falmouth and really win an improbable championship, but it's not going to be easy. This Falmouth team is motivated. They're such a powerhouse. You know, you got Falmouth and Yarmouth, two ancient rivals in a lot of different sports, doing battle in a state lacrosse game just the second time ever. It's going to be great theater, and that's going to be the last game not only of the day, but of the spring sports season anywhere and the school year. So what a great way to bring the curtain down.
Yeah, great way to bring the curtain down, too, and at least starting the day there at Deering High School. I think it's going to be kind of last person out of North Yarmouth, out of Winthrop, and out of Reedfield turn off the lights, since both Class C finals are North Yarmouth Academy against Marinacook-Winthrop. Girls game first at 10 a.m., and then boys at 12:30 to follow that. So that I think is going to be fun in and of itself. And then, of course, we've got the Class A girls final between Thornton Academy, the number 2 seed, and number 1 Kennebunk at 3:30.
Right. I mean, you look at the Class C games, you've got a couple of defending champs looking to go back-to-back. NY has been playing boys lacrosse since last century. They've never won consecutive titles, which is shocking. But they've got a great opportunity to do it this time. They've had a terrific season. You know, you talk about, you know, playing up and playing some teams to get you ready for playoffs. You know, they played Deering, one of the best Class A teams. You don't see Class C teams doing that very often, but, you know, the whole point was to be at your best come June. It's paid off. They're really clicking right now. They had a dominant win over Wells in the semifinals the other night. So they beat Marinacook-Winthrop fairly comfortably in the regular season, which doesn't really guarantee you anything. But, you know, I think the Panthers will be very confident going in. And then Marinacook-Winthrop, they've been one of the best girls teams around regardless of class. And they're playing really, really well going into the tournament. And you've got this NYA team. They were 5 minutes from going home. They're down 6-2 to Wells in the semis, guys. I couldn't, when I went and checked that score again and saw it was an overtime, I couldn't believe it. And then NYA wins it. So, you know, they're certainly riding an emotional high. They only lost to Marinacook-Winthrop by a goal in the regular season. So I think this is the one team that could really make Marinacook-Winthrop sweat. But, you know, we'll see if that's the case. This NYA group, they're kind of living a charmed life right now. We'll see if that continues. And, yeah, that A-girls game is fascinating, right? You've got the gold standard over the last decade or so in Kennebunk. They've fallen short the last 2 years. They're very hungry to get back to the top. They barely survived Cheverson, an overtime thriller in their semi. And then TA, a team that's never been to a state game before, might be a year away in the minds of many, but clearly they've arrived earlier than you'd expect. They beat Wyndham for the second time this season, so no fluke there. They end the Eagles' reign as champion. O'Shanna Lamar, if you haven't seen her play, she's one of the best players in the state. And they've just got this incredible core of talented sophomores and juniors and a few seniors who fill in and play big, big roles. Their goalie, Sophia Auger, is terrific. So the teams met very early back, I think it was game 2 or 3 down in Kennebunk. Kennebunk won 8-3, but I guarantee you Thornton Academy is much, much better than they were then, and they'll have a few new wrinkles to throw. And it's just a question of how TA does this first time on the big stage. Are they going to have nerves? I think if they can avoid falling behind early, they're going to be right there.
Yeah, and of course, jumping over on Saturday to maybe start in the softball ranks, Michael, as we have a rematch in the girls' Class A from the basketball court. Jeff and I got a kick out of that, seeing both Hampden Academy Broncos and Chevrous going head-to-head after what happened in the wintertime between these two, and of course, Kylie Lampson and a few of those girls having the crossover there. So pretty cool to see. Jeff pointed that out earlier this week, so I figured we'd start there with what's a rematch of this winter's basketball state championship on the girls' side.
It is, and yeah, we do have some. I don't know if what Hampden Academy's roster consists of. I'm guessing they probably have a few of the same girls.
I know there's Aubrey Shaw is one of their leading players, who was one of the leading basketball players.
Right.
Too.
Okay. So I know for Chevrous, you've got obviously Kylie and Anna Goodman, Abby Kelly. But I mean, this Chevrous team is just playing at another level right now. I think the latest total is 191 runs scored, 4 runs given up in 19 games. I mean, it's just. And Addison DeRoche is the best pitcher we've ever seen, no question about it. She's a huge part of what Chevrous does, but this is it's much more than her. It's a lineup that doesn't quit 1 through 9, and actually in the postseason, the bottom of the order has been more productive than the top. So I don't know where you pick your poison. If you're an opposing team, you can't really pitch around anybody. And the bats they have at the top are deadly, and you can see how many runs they can score. And when you play Chevrous, you know, you basically like, you know, we can't give up more than a run or two. But really, you can't give up more than one if you want to have a prayer of winning. So, you know, when Chevrous comes out and takes a 2-0 lead over Bonnie Eagle quickly the other night, it feels like the game's over. So Hampden Academy's got little margin for error. Well, let's not remember, guys, no one gave them much of a chance in that state basketball game either, right? And they're up by 19 points in the third quarter. Utterly shocked everybody before Chevrous came back and won that thriller in overtime. So anything's possible, but I think Addison DeRoche is about as sure a thing as you've got right now. And she and her teammates, they're going to stake their claim as one of the all-time great teams if they finish this off.
Indeed. That game tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Central Maine Community College in Auburn. The other single-location championship game is up at Hedrick Field in Brewer. The Class C final at 1 o'clock between Bucksport, the Golden Bucks, against the Dirigo Cougars. So that certainly should be an interesting one. And then we've got our two championship day at St. Joseph's College in Standish. And I think a couple pretty good matchups there. First, the Class B game between Gardner and Madomic Valley, and then the nightcap, the D final between a couple of really prolific small school softball programs, North Yarmouth Academy from the south and Penobscot Valley from up in Howland from the north.
Yeah, that D game is going to be a heavyweight battle, right? You've got two really talented teams, two really talented pitchers. That could be a game that needs more than 7 innings. I'd be surprised if it's not a one-run game either way. And, you know, NYA, they had won 2 in a row going into last year. They lost the regional final to Buckfield that went on to win it. NYA is back this year, and they're looking really, really strong. But, yeah, what a tough, tough matchup that's going to be. And, you know, if you love pitcher's duels, you love games with high stakes where every pitch, there's so much riding on it. You know, one hit, one error, one bad bounce might determine that game. So I'll certainly be keeping a close eye on that one. And yeah, can Madomic Valley do it again? Because they, with one little hiccup this year, they've been absolutely unbeatable all season. And, you know, what a performance in that regional final. They're going to be tough to knock off. But, you know, Gardner's going to have their huge throng of fans coming down. It'll be a great environment there.
Yeah, and over in the baseball ranks, Michael, I got to give you a ton of credit because in the IS area, obviously, Gorham and Bangor are heading to Morton Field in Augusta for that 1 p.m. bout in Class A. But you had warned us that, like Biddeford last year, could there be a team in one of these classes that comes out and makes a fair run at this? And we did have one of those teams in the Noble Knights. They did fall short.
Sure did.
But my goodness, I mean, I remember when we had you on last time, you mentioned it like, hey, well, you know, you never know, but we'll probably have a team like that. And sure enough, here come those Noble Knights. And they put up quite a fight, but ultimately Gorham, the top seed, did get through in the end. What did you make of the Class A South region and, of course, now this state final where it's Rams versus Rams?
Yeah, I mean, the A-South tournament was not boring. I'm sure you guys heard everything I did. There's some folks who are not happy that Gorham got through. And, you know, let's face it, I mean, they got a little bit of luck. You know, Mother Nature, divine intervention, whatever you want to call it. They were going down to defeat in that quarterfinal round. They're down 6-0 in the fourth inning to Falmouth. Their star pitcher, Hunter Fink, had to come out of the game. It really, really looked bleak. But what actually was dark was the skies over the field there in Gorham, because then a thunderstorm came through. And it wasn't an official game, so you have to come back and start from scratch. That's what the rule is. And Gorham took advantage, won that game. They also benefit from a somewhat controversial call in the semifinal round win over TA. And then they get the 10 seed in the regional final. So I know there are some folks that aren't happy Gorham got through, but what a fabulous team this is. They've been the best team all year. They've got the great pitching. They've got a shortstop who's better defensively than anyone I've ever covered in Miles Brenner. They hit the ball well. They haven't won a state championship since 2005, and it's going to surely be tough tomorrow. It seems like Bangor's always in this game, right? And they find a way to win it more often than not. Gorham's not going to be able to pitch Hunter Fink because he exceeded the pitch limit the other day. So they're going to have to, you know, patch it together and find a way, but that's what they've done all season, and we'll see if they can make history. But that's going to be a tall, tall task going up against Bangor. That really has the makings of a great game.
Yeah, it really does. Bangor actually scored 4 runs in the last 2 innings to come from behind against Oxford Hills in the regional final. That is what they do, and sorry to all the Gorham fans in the listening audience, but I'm a Bangor grad. Go Bangor. let's get to some of the other games. Again, that's at Morton Field in Augusta, the Class A game tomorrow. The state championship for Class C is at Mansfield Stadium in Bangor, and Monmouth Academy, man, I mean, they seem, at least this decade, to be the gold standard in Class C baseball, and for the second year in a row, they'll face Washington Academy of East Machias in the state championship game there. The Monmouth fans will actually have to make a trek a little bit north this time, but, I mean, I'd have to probably consider them prohibitive favorites once again to repeat.
Well, you know, if you took that first inning away, Jeff, the other night, they didn't win the regional final by very much.
That's a good point.
You know, they put up 9 runs in the first. It was funny because I was at the softball game right next door, and I could kind of see out of the corner of my eye the scoreboard.
Yeah.
And, you know, the first inning you see 4 and then 6 and then 9. I'm like, oh, my God, are they still up?
Wow.
It was just, you know, just really, you couldn't have asked for more of a dreamlike start for Monmouth. And they took care of business, finished it off with a mercy rule win, and you're right, but I mean Washington Academy 18-1. That's a pretty impressive record too. And you know the great thing about these state games in a lot of these sports where we have teams that just don't know anything about each other is there's just so much mystery, right? You know, sometimes you know the pitchers in your league and you can kind of prepare for them, but if there's a really good pitcher from another part of the state, you kind of have to pick it up on the fly. And so that's really a fun matchup. I mean, really, all these baseball games you can make a case for being competitive all the way through. Mm-hmm. You know, Freiburg's looking for their first championship since '83. They had that painful regional final loss to Greeley last year. It looked like they might let one slip away to the Rangers again this year, and they held on. So they're going up against a Coney team that's had a great school year. They just haven't been able to win that championship. I know Parker Morin would love to finish it off this time around, and they're going to be tough to beat. And you know, Telstar Fort Fairfield. I know Jeff, you can speak more to this game, but you know, fascinating matchup between an undefeated team from the north and a Telstar team that just made a nice run coming out of the south.
Yeah, that's really fun. That's one of the games I'm actually going to get to broadcast on NFHS Network, and yeah, I'm looking forward to that one a lot because it's first time for Telstar in 26 years reaching the state championship, and Fort Fairfield, it's their first time in a state championship game in a long time too, but a very proud baseball tradition up there in that Aroostook County town, and as you mentioned, they're coming in undefeated off an extra inning win over Bangor Christian, who was in the state championship game last year in Class D.
Yeah, so I mean, all just really across the board tomorrow, just whatever your sport is, you know, I encourage you to get out and check it out. This is the last time we're going to be able to see any of these games for a long, long time, and we won't have any high school sports now until the first weekend in September, so it's been an unbelievable year in so many ways, and I mean, we can wrap that up probably next week, just all the highlights, but I mean, just this spring itself, there's been so many great stories, and you just, I mean, all these matchups, there's some great storyline or a couple great storylines, some rivalry games, some great individuals who, you know, can they cap their high school careers in style. So it's a lot to digest tomorrow, but I can't wait to take it all in. Not just the games that I'll be at all the lacrosse state games, but, you know, I'll certainly be following all the baseball and softball action too. And, you know, wish the best to all the athletes, not only from this area, but all over the state, because they've provided so many highlights to all of us here for so long.
That they have, and it's been great talking to you all season long here, and for sure we will recap all this with you next week. But yeah, we've reached the end of another year of high school sports. Michael Hoffer, thanks for everything you do and for being here every week to help us talk with our listening audience all about it. We really appreciate it.
No, always a pleasure. I could do this all day, but I got to pull myself off the beach and go cover some lacrosse later today. And Yeah, we'll have some good stuff to talk about next week for sure. So, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure, guys.
You got it, and enjoy that staycation for sure. Michael Hoffer from Hoffer's High School Sports joining us for another edition of the Southern Maine High School Sports Report. Again, it is state championship weekend for the final spring sports, boys and girls lacrosse, baseball, and softball this weekend. Phone lines will be open for you again when we return. It's a finally Friday edition of Middays with Mannix and Mannix.